Monday night, end of the day, that's where we're right. Show my spell.
999, he started from 999 first of all. He phoned with a shimmy. He felt it wasn't so urgent. They told him it takes an hour and 3 quarters before he can come. He worked with them for an hour and 3 quarters. So he said he decided to wait. He felt he could wait. He felt it was so urgent to wait. After a bit of time, though, he felt it was nice, it was getting worse, and he was getting worried. And then he felt out solid. So that's the correct thing to do. If that's what you thought the is the right thing to do, he's not sure. The rice, he's been through this before. He said the first time it was really difficult, the rice, he felt it was all right. He said it was settled, he will be okay. But it didn't really get any worse. The mice said, yeah, he was told to stay home. That's the fun, that's the interesting thing. He was told he didn't have to go to hospital, he stayed at home, actually. So it's always, there's a lot of weighing up to do, but I'm saying for a general layman like us, we don't know what's going on. We have to assume that it's a serious sakana, and a person has to do whatever has to be done. That is what we said. So if you phone with a shinui, so the best way to phone with a shinui is to use a little index finger, or use a knife or a fork or something to make a shinui. You knock the phone off with a shinui, and you dial with a shinui. And we spoke about putting the phone back yesterday. So we said, if someone calls up Sola, that's posh that you have to put the phone back, because the dispatcher might need to get back to you. Now, I might tell you something. We were wondering yesterday with 999. I don't know if they ever get back to you, 999. I'm not sure if they're going to call you back with anything. So that I don't know about, actually. I'm not sure whether one has to, one should put the phone back with a, with what you call it. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
But I couldn't find out much. I asked what somebody works at the phone company and what happens, actually. And he told me it cuts off. The device it cuts off, it doesn't help me at all, because I can't get through to you. What?
You can't speak to them, you don't get through, and they think it's an emergency, that's
only bad. It's a funny thing, I was just actually somewhere yesterday, it's emergency, how it works actually, I've got a process. So I'm happy when we finish this before, because last week I ended up in A&E for a night, I think so. It's interesting, you go to see what goes on there, the marshal is again, it's a part of the shit today. But actually, I was just somewhere yesterday, the phone rang, so I went to pick up the phone, so someone said, yeah, did you just call about child abuse? I said, what? This is 999, the police, we've just had a call from here. About the child abuse, someone called, I don't know what it is, do you know anything about it? Now, what happens is, I'm just trying to prove it to you sometimes, that, like you say, if 999, if someone calls through to 999, and then the phone gets cut off or whatever it is, it could be the phone you're back. Find out what's going on. So I don't know, I'm saying, if someone's got through to 999, has explained everything to them, they're not sure what the chances of phoning you back at all are. I'm not sure what it is. I don't know about Amazon. Then we said an interesting thing from Shem Zalman. That's a whole Shiloh. It comes up the whole time, this, about using electricity on Shabbos. The Maaser, we generally take on all electrical things on Shabbos as an Isteraisa. We're Choshev and Shitz, the Chaznish, which the Chaznish held adamantly there was an Isteraisa. The Maaser, many, many poskim were Choshev with the Chaznish, that's the truth. But for us, generally, we take on, right through to Shabbos, that using electrical things are all derisive. When it comes to a choyt, certainly the choyt shish pastakona, many poskim allow a person to take on the shitter that using a phone is more kodotic. And therefore, there's lots of leniencies that apply for choyt shish pastakona, which we'll see better tonight. So first of all, Rosh Hashanah says that when a person is phoning for choyt shish pastakona, he's not limited to what he says on the phone. He doesn't have to say just exactly what he needs to say. He doesn't say hello, bye-bye. Obviously, the Rosh Hashanah says they should make a whole arichas about it. He should make a whole lengthy discussion. What's the weather like in your part of the world? You shouldn't ask that. But generally speaking, what's necessary to be spoken, to be clear, concise, and understandable, and polite, that a person could do on the phone. That's what it is, yeah.
Can you do that on the
phone? But why is the Zoom call better? He wants to see what the chayyah is like.
Yeah.
Look, it's probably better than driving down to hospital, I suppose. I would have thought it's probably less of an S of the Zoom than it is on what you call it, than driving down. So, the codes.
Why can you zoom?
Yeah, but it's a picture. It's crazy and everything, yeah, on Zoom. The camera. Shy. What's it talking about? We're using the cameras. It's the cameras in hospitals, or is that crazy or whatever? So, that the code is better than driving down if one has to drive down.
Well, the phone is different technology.
It's all circuits. Whatever it is, all circuits. All circuits. That was the lockers of making a phone call. Then we spoke about going to a hospital. The chayyim says he wants to go to, I don't know, Withenshaw. Thomas said yesterday, for example. Yeah, he's got a problem with the heart. He wants to go to Withenshaw. And they say to him, no, it's much nearer to go to the other hospital. It's much nearer. He's got a right. The chayyim, if he's got a right, or that solid, whoever it is, have got a right to decide that if another hospital is better, then you go to the further one. What we did see yesterday was a chiddush. It's not a chiddush really. Someone's got an insurance policy, and the insurance policy only covers him in one hospital. They don't cover him somewhere else. And the other hospital is much further. when the insurance policy covers him, that the possibility of car player played a part in Hilke Shabbos. Now, the insurance, the fact that he gets money paid back in one hospital, but not in the other, that can't be taken into equation. If it's a better hospital or the care is really better, that's one thing. But just because of the money, it's just a cash for that, the mindset, that is not, what do you call it? Now, we spoke yesterday also about, interesting, about going with the Chayla to the hospital. So we said, about it's a big miler to go to the hospital with a Chayla. Someone said yesterday, which is, this is the point, he said, nowadays with COVID, you can't go in anyway. So the young game, even so, I must tell you, there's different advantages. First of all, being in the ambulance or whatever it is with the Chayla is an advantage. And second of all, just to see that it gets through is already something. So I would have thought it's definitely an advantage for someone to be with the Chayla there. I mean, when I was there last week, I said, there are people in the corridors waiting there. They've got no one looking after them. There's people in the corridors. So, I mean, say, it's decha maila for people to go with, to make sure it's ongoing. The only thing we left off with yesterday, which we didn't know an answer to, is if someone has to drive himself to someone to hospital on Shabbos, come on, Islam, it's quicker than the call out. So, he's going to be the quickest. We left off with, we don't know what to do when you get there. And Moshe, you can't switch the engine off pastures. I mean, you can take the patient, obviously, you get to A&E, drop the patient off, but then what do you do with your car about switching the engine off? That is problematic. You can get a goy to do it, but for the person themselves, which is engine off, that's the whole problematic. So I don't know what the answer to that question is.
Why didn't
he have the goy to turn it off? Yeah, he's right, Moshe's right. It's quite right, Moshe. If you get a goy to turn it off, tell the goy to turn it off, that's the best thing to do. You get the goy to turn it off, and very often you can't find a goy to do it. Well, we're going to do it. Okay. Now, let's move to stage two. And now it's someone who's in hospital over Shabbos. Well, he's gone into the hospital, right? He's parked his car, and he's actually in the hospital itself, right? So now, what has to do? So again, obviously for the Chodesh Yesh Ben Sakon, there are many, many more leniencies that allow. First of all, I must tell you one thing, and that is, there are father's exercise of the once, many years ago, that anyone who is in hospital, that any single person who is in hospital, and the hospital detain him there for monitoring, whatever it is, he's talking, I think, from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds such a person, whoever has to be in hospital, is called a Chodesh Kodeguf, automatically. Which means that such a person can ask to go into any needs for himself. Anything that's needed for this person who's in hospital, he can ask a non-Jew to do. That's rule number one. Obviously, a Chodesh Yesh Bo Sakon is he's worse off, obviously, but he's better. This is halachas, actually. He's got many, many more needs. He's obviously a Chodesh Yesh Bo Sakon. So, let's start with the first one. So we spoke about electricity. And we said that the Chodesh for Chodesh Yesh Bo Sakon, certainly one can take on, there's a lot more kudos. So someone's taking a Chodesh Yesh Bo Sakon to the hospital, and the electric door's there. So obviously, if it's Sakon, it's the Foshas, he has to go in straight away, he's got to wean him in straight away. There's no Shaila. Obviously, he just goes straight through the doors like normal, and he takes the person into where he has to go to. He has to buzz. That's, anything which is for Chodesh Yesh Bo Sakon. We're talking about now with the person, and you can see this in A&E quite clearly. There are many people who are coming in there. It's not of the essence. They've got not plenty of time. There's a guy, there was a woman there right in front of me. She was screaming away there in pain. But the matter, obviously, it wasn't imminent because she was there for, I don't know, maybe 6 hours, same as me, I was. So she managed. So I'm just saying, a lot of these cases of coming in are not mummish imminent every minute. So if it's not imminent every minute, then a person should try and do a thing with a shinoi. How do you open doors with a shinoi? I mean, the best way to open a door with a shinoi is... Sorry? Yes, the best way to do it is if a non-Jew goes before you. That means a non-Jew goes before you, opens the doors, and you go in after. Someone just told us, I was just telling someone today, this child, he said actually his father was in hospital, actually, went to visit someone, which was necessary. And when his father finished, it was late at night. There was no one there. There was loads and loads of electric doors to go through, and there was no one there. It was a janitor. There was someone cleaning up. So I don't know if he did the right thing. He said to the janitor, do you know if this door works over here? I don't know if this door is working. The first door. So the janitor goes there, he stands there, and says, it's fine. This one, I don't mean this one. I mean the number one, not number three. The third one down, I meant. He said, I see what you mean. He said, he'll go down. Said, no problem at all. So he opened all the doors, and then this guy went in afterwards. Okay, interesting. My sir, that's the better way of doing it, yeah? That is a way of doing it that the person, the yid, is not doing the milach on Shabbos. But if we can, this is an interesting chiddush. If a person is stuck, there's no one there, and the person has to go, this chuad then applies, actually, Rabbi Yisrael, to visiting someone in hospital. So another important chiddush of Hilchos Bikacholim is very, very important. That people need to have visitors in the hospital. This is a Chodesh Yesh Bo Sakon. And he needs visitors to come. So the person goes to visit him, but the door's locked. The door's not locked. It's, what do you call it? These electric doors.
Why can't you ring the bell?
Shabbos, not about Sunday, it's about Shabbos.
Why can't you ring before Shabbos?
Moshe says you go before Shabbos. Yeah, but he can't go there, so not Moshe. He says, come on Shabbos, he walks there. And the Maisi, he's got to start the electric doors, and there's no goy in sight. So many poskim again are maker this case and say you could do a shinner. Now, how do you do a shinner electric door? That's not so easy.
Walk backwards.
Well, so as far as I remember, I didn't check it out. As far as I remember, he says that if you walk backwards through the door, I don't know, I hope they won't keep you in there if they see you doing this, but the Maisa, if that is a shinry, which is a big necessity, the Maisa is very important to visit people, very, very important. People don't realize how important it is, because the chizik to the choyla and the Maisa, the staff see what's going on, very, very important. All this is a necessity, it's a financial necessity, and therefore if someone has to do that, then he should do that. Ringing the buzzer to get in, that's the choyla also problematic. I mean, you can't ring the buzzer, you can't, it's very hard. Look, if the only way to get in, normally if you stand by the gates, normally they'll come and open the door for you, hopefully. That's normally the best way to do it. Again, like we're saying, all these closed circuit cameras that are going around, and as you're walking around, you're being filmed everywhere. And I say in the streets, also being filmed really where you go. Yeah. Nice, the apostle would say, yes, yeah, it's low nichele at all, he's not interested in it, he's doing this asset, he's doing a head sort of walking. No, the apostle would say, that's not a problem, one doesn't have to worry about that. Because I must say, when I was there last week, the two things I would notice actually, one is that the toilets don't have a light switch anymore on them. And I was in A&E for how many hours there, waiting there. So there, it's interesting that what happens is you go to the toilet, there you open the door,
sensor.
And the sensor, the light switch goes on. The light goes on.
True.
So that shows what you do on Shabbos, someone will start there. So I'd say, for a Chodesh Yesh Pesachor, I mean, if he has to go to the hot toilet, he's got no choice to mind something. He's got to go to the toilet. You can't say he's got cold up, he's got anything. So there, the best way to do it, obviously, the ideal is to get a goy to open the door for you. Tell the goy, can you open the door for me? Say, it's not, I don't know how practical it is that, it's not such a practical eitzah. If one can do that, that's obviously the best, if one can avoid any problems. If one can't do that, then the way to do it is to open the door with a shinri. You kick the door with your foot, or something like that. What?
A shinri?
Yeah, no, people open the door with their hands normally.
Yeah.
Well, don't know what happens, but hopefully people open the door not with their feet. I don't know, if it is, you do it in an abnormal way, like a little finger or something. But do it something which is not...
Why did he press the buzzer?
Moishi, we're talking about Shabbos Moishi.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Moishi.
Is that because it's a grammar? You're not telling the right.
That's what I'm saying, it's not a grammar. It happens straight away. As you, it's not a grammar, it's mummish instant. That's not called a grammar, it's mummish instant. As you open the door, the light goes on. I forgot to check how it goes off. I don't know how it works when it goes off. When you close. What? Yeah, but I never straight away. That's what I can't remember.
If you walk in, the motion switches on the light.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, I'm not sure if it's actually, I don't know if you walk in, it's when you open the door swings open. It must be a reaction to the door. Yeah, but then you can leave the door open. So I'm not sure. Maybe then, when you should leave the door open when you go out. I didn't check this when I went out. I can't remember what happened, how it switches off the lights. Particularly when you go in, it's dark. And when you go out, it's light. I'm not sure when the light switches off. That's true. Something happens like that. That's true. But this wasn't like that. It's interesting. So there again, I'm saying, my person's stuck in such a place. Not much you can do. The only aids is with their shinri. That's the only way to do it. Again, toilet paper is much... I mean, it's obviously an issue with toilet paper, but very often you compare toilet paper beforehand. You have tissues with you. You take tissues with. If a person is stuck in the toilet, there's no toilet paper there. Vice has got the same hairstyle as normal. A person with covered up rear, with a shinri. You tear the toilet paper with a shinri. Actually, well, once there was a lady here, one of the ladies told me, I've never seen this actually before, and they told me when you get out from the toilet flashes. The sensor. You seen that before?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I can see you go to different airports than I go to. What do you say? So as soon as you get out from the thing, it just flashes. Really? I don't go to these, but I don't get to these places. I don't know why. I never get to these places. Hospitals are coach, unfortunately. You're saying that's an interesting
Service.
What?
You don't use the toilet.
That's another thing, so that's also interesting. So there again, the mice is not what you can do. Again, if you can do it with a shinri, you can get out with a shinri, I don't know how you do that exactly. know, wiggle around or something. I don't know what. I don't know how to do it. But well, actually, that's
sinks as well now.
No, sinks. That was also another thing I found that also interesting. Yeah, and that is there.
Now.
Sorry.
Those sinks now are electric.
Yes, that's another thing. So the marshal there also, when you come out of the toilet, there's a sink there. Where I've got where the sink was. But there's a sink there. It's activated. You put your hand under the sink, and the water comes out hot, which is a whole problematic. Now there, very often in places, you can find a sink somewhere which has not got this. So if you've got somewhere where you don't need to wash your hands, it's not the first one. You must be careful for hygiene as well. Yeah, especially in today's world where we're living in now, you've got to be careful with hygiene. So if it's hygienic, one needs to wash one's hands. Look, one has got no choice if there's no other place available. But the first option is to use an available place where you've got normal taps. Now wash your hands with a normal tap and make sure you're clean. If one hasn't got that because of hygiene, one has to wash it. Then again, one has to do the shinry. So you put your leg under the thing, for example, set it off. And then you put your hands under there, it has to be done. So all these things, the chayra, are...
Yeah, elbow first, yeah,
elbow. I'm not sure that's a shin. It may, could be, I'm not sure. Well, you normally put your hands underneath, and now you're putting your elbow there.
Yeah. Possibly. I was standing there, somebody recorded me to see that your leg is in.
First of all, the door's closed more when you're
when you're in
there. The seat's open, the seat's open. Ah, yeah. So be careful, don't keep you in there. Put you in other departments. Yeah, you're right, you have to be careful. Yeah. That's automatic door. So carrying in a hospital, many people ask each other about carrying a hospital. Hospital grounds normally is not a problem in carrying it, actually. The actual hospital itself, in the building itself, there's no problem of carrying. It's all got the heaters around it. No one owns it. It's not one person. There's no problem. Even if the other Eden are there and they've got private rooms, many possible hold, there's no problem whatsoever. They're not abiding them in their room. They're long enough with nothing. And therefore, carrying in the actual hospital itself from one ward to another is mutter. Or from the edge of, what's it called, the Shabbos room, for example, if someone wants to go and get something and bring it to his bedroom, no problem. Outside the grounds, that's a different show. You have to know if it's enclosed or not. One has to know, are the grounds enclosed? Normally, I would have thought they are enclosed, but I don't know. There, one has to, One has to check whether the grounds itself, outside and open, whether you can carry. But in the hospital itself, going from one part to another part, in the hospital, that's right. Using a lift is also interesting, Shaila, here. So the marshal itself, certainly if someone's winning a Chodesh Ishbos to come in, he's got no choice, he has to go in a lift. The question is, let's say someone's going to visit someone there, and the guy's on the 30th floor, or I don't know, whatever floor he's on, he's not very high. Sorry? Yeah, the shine is there a problem going in a lift? That's a big problem. Is it the more weight in a lift makes more power go? So the apostle is not very happy about this. There's a difference of opinions in this. I remember someone told me, he was a Mashiach once, and he told me, he asked a Shaila once, actually, he was a Mashiach. So he didn't say completely. Right, there was a lift that was going down. He was in a very high place in the hotel room. And he asked Shaila, the Rav told him, better stay at home and double at home. You shouldn't use the lift on Shabbos.
Why should you use the lift on
Shabbos? Why? Because you're using more power. More power is used, actually. I think they say it's worse when you go down than when you go up, actually, as it happens. It's a halacha.
I was going to
be in
love.
It's very hard. I don't know. I'm not saying that when I ask a Shaila. Some Rabbanim were a bit more meichel, and some Rabbanim, I asked once a Shaila in the road, told me it was a bit more meichel. But I'm saying, I know some Rabbanim were very much about this actually. They hold it's an issue, the lifts, one should not use it on Shabbos. And others are a bit more meichel. One has to ask a Shaila to what a person.
Very, very limited. Very, very heavy.
Maybe a little bit is a problem.
Do a lot for you
and
asking to press the
button
for you.
That's one thing, no, but they're worried.
The top, it's open, it's there. It goes straight down.
Yeah, but they're not worried about the button. The button is right, the goy has the button. They're worried about, I think he's got a whole thing to tell about this Robert Ribiat. He times, believe it or not, going down the lift is more of a malach involved than going up. Because the lift has to use a special power to relieve, not to go too fast. And it gets, it's very, very insensitive. I think at times it's worse going down in a lift than it's going up in a lift. Sorry?
I never should have.
Yeah, so that's an interesting part about what you can do there as well. Another interesting thing is the people are connected to monitors as well. Can you move around with them? So the mice, there's no problem with that. Even though the mice, they say, things might change, the numbers might change as you're walking around. That's all double-shaking the scavenger, it's an opposite ratio, and that's okay. But as you said, one shouldn't end up in these places unless for good reasons. All right.
So, did you talk about what you take to?
Yeah, I did yesterday. Yeah.